set it on a stool near the door. He walked to the center of the lab, where a long, broad bench held the most fascinating array of electrical and optical equipment he had ever seen. "So this is what 6 million can buy." His eyes were wide, soaking in the technological marvel before him. Whether it worked or not, it was just plain cool, even if he wasn't a complete physics nut. He recognized a powerful laser assembly at one end of the bench, but that was about it. The rest of the equipment was something out of a high-tech, futuristic thriller film. Mirrors, glass plates, steel rods, long cylindrical transparent tubes, electronic test equipment, power supplies, and a dozen other unknown devices that were all placed at strategic locations to perform some function that Drew could only guess at. Near the far end of the bench was what looked like an electron microscope, but there had been some obvious major modifications to it. Some of the access panels had been removed, and a network of wires and fiber optic cables were fed to the inner portions of the machine. The viewer itself looked like it had been modified, too. Ben joined him.
"What do you think? Do you actually understand this?"
Drew felt wholly unqualified to even be in the room.
"Yes, at least in theory. I've been helping the professor conduct experiments for months. The last few weeks, he has had me prep all the equipment for him before he comes to the lab. It takes about 30 minutes to get it all ready. The plasma generator is what takes the longest," Ben said, pointing to one of the larger pieces of equipment near the electron microscope, or whatever it was.
Drew just shook his head. He'd known Ben was brilliant. He just never realized how brilliant. That the doctor entrusted Ben with such responsibility was a testimony to Ben's drive and intelligence. Apparently, he was more than just a TA. Perhaps even more than a research assistant.
"How does it work?"
Drew asked, "and remember, I'm no genius like you." Ben began flipping switches and turning dials as he watched gauges and looked at digital readouts. He talked as he went.
"Well, the theory is quite simple, but the implementation is extremely complex, kind of like splitting the atom. LASIK stands for Light Accelerator by Stimulated Optical Kinetics. A few years ago, groundbreaking research at Harvard University proved that light can actually be slowed down by passing it through a Bose-Einstein condensate. Dr. Vasim theorized that if light can be slowed down as it travels through a medium, then it should be able to be sped up as well. Einstein limits, as defined by his theory of relativity,